This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Libya, residents woke up to find Muammar Gaddafi's compound in the center of Tripoli overrun, looted, and destroyed. Still, Gaddafi's whereabouts remain a mystery. In a radio address broadcast last night, Gaddafi said he had left the compound in, quote, a tactical move. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Tripoli and filed this report.
Thousands of rebels and even ordinary Libyan citizens coming in with their children ran into Bab al-Aziziyah before the battle was even really over. Whether the faces were black with the smoke from battle or damp with sweat from running, everyone was smiling once they got inside what had been the seat of Gaddafi's power for so long. Moaz was among the people celebrating.
This is the end goal that we've been waiting for 6 months, and if you want to call it 42 years as well. No words or pictures can describe it. It's just an unbelievable feeling.
Smashing or looting whatever they could find, the taking of Gaddafi's compound threw up some surreal scenes. Libyans snatching Gaddafi's golf cart, his hats, a cocktail trolley. Others burned or defaced the symbols of his regime. A golden fist modeled after Gaddafi's hand was a popular spot to take a picture. The spread-winged iron eagle sitting atop a futuristic dome was hit with an RPG after the battle. But apart from some Gaddafi swag, most people left the compound carrying guns, all kinds of guns, many still in their packaging.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, we went right ahead into a massive weapon silo, and there's absolute mayhem and carnage. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of people just trying to pull out weapons, and people are walking out with 15, 20 guns in their hand. This is a big problem because, you know, to restore civil law and order into the community, it's going to take a long time if the weapons are, distributed on the scale.
And they are now. The rebels are a motley crew of engineers, taxi drivers, students and oil workers who have learned how to fight and kill. It didn't look yesterday like those taking the guns were doing it to add to any future Libyan army arsenal. As night fell, so did several mortars inside Gaddafi's compound, a sign that the fight for Tripoli is not yet over, which was the message from the rebel National Transitional Council yesterday. Gaddafi and his sons are still at large, and the rebels don't yet fully control the capital. The NTC is preparing to move to the capital from the eastern city of Benghazi, and it's organized a hasty conference in Qatar to raise money. It's needed. Cities like Zawiya and Misrata, where fierce battles took place, are a ruin, with most buildings riddled with bullet and artillery holes. And in the capital, Tripoli, there is little food, limited electricity, and few hospitals that are open. Inside one of two working facilities in the capital, doctors treated a man with a gunshot wound to the stomach. His blood seeped out onto the floor as medical workers tried to stem the flow. Gaddafi loyalists are still active in the city, and the hospitals have been overwhelmed by the injured. Dr. Tarek Diab says they need doctors, medical supplies, everything is running out, he says, and ophthalmologists and pediatricians have been pressed into doing emergency care. At one point, the medical staff tried to take a journalist's car to ferry a wounded person. Even though there are ambulances, there is no gas. A passing car was flagged down instead. But there is a real sense here that the war is almost over. The taking of Bab al-Aziziyah, Diab says, is the end. We have won. There is no doubt that the rebel victory yesterday at Gaddafi's compound was the culminating battle of this bitter, brutal civil war. But after the celebrations have died down and the fighting finally ends, the hard work rebuilding Libya will quickly have to begin. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.